Holy cow, we're back for another installment of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. Today we feature a dumb birthday game from August 27th, 1994, the title of which is Ascending Assumptions. The players: Anne, who sounds incredibly similar to Ruth Clement; Dolly from Chelsea; Brian from Falls Church, Virginia; Sylvia in Waltham; Adam Wolf producing and playing in studio; Jack Hart in traffic. The birthdays: Mother Teresa, Margaret Ray, Tuesday Weld, Daryl Dragon, Tommy Sands, Pee Wee Herman, Barbara Bach, and Jeff Cook. More silly stuff: Bellingham Square in Chelsea has the most beautiful women next to Paris; the soap opera town of Falls Church, Virginia; CNN Radio's Pat St. Clair; the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta. Who is Dolly and Hello Sylvia? The new parlor game sweeping across America, the assumed name game. Get ready for the extensive list covered in this show. Registering under an assumed day, body of water, fruit, color, body part, animal, construction, trade, occupation, geographical feature, city, plant, bird, sensation or pain, means of entry or protection, mythical beast, building materials, directions, earth material, Las Vegas hotels, heights, porridge, classical composer, dog sounds, financial situations, and occupations. Norm sings, looking shapely in almost all the right places. Lastly, we learn that there's only one thing left to do. Episode 152, Ascending Assumptions, climbs its way to your ears in 3, 2, and 1.
Man, I just knew it was me that you were talking to.
Could it be anybody else? It was either going to be you or Adam Wolf. And I was kind of debating about either one of you. How are you doing?
Very well. You?
I'm doing just fine. Well, I don't know if I'm doing fine. I'm feeling fine.
You sound wonderful as usual.
Well, thank you very much. I just feel just so great, and I'm just so great to be back in the saddle again. I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about. Anyway, we also have the lovely and also shapely and the body worshiper, the very lovely Dolly from Chelsea.
Good morning.
Which is a city. Hi, good morning, Dolly. It's a city. I don't know whether you know this or not, but it was listed as having the most beautiful women in the entire world next to the northeast part of Paris. Did you know that, Dolly?
That's news to me.
No, it's right. They just have to stand at Bellingham Square in Chelsea any one day, and that would you would realize that was the case.
Sure. Comes from you. I believe it.
I see. You seem a little less than enthusiastic, Dolly, so I'll move away from you to Virginia and Brian, who's down there. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Norm.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm sort of disappointed I'm not the beautiful and shapely Brian.
How about the good-looking and muscular Brian? Would that be okay?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, the good-looking, muscular, and the really chivalrous Brian. Where in Virginia are you, Brian?
Falls Church. It's about 10 miles outside Washington.
Okay. Have you played the game with us before?
No, but I've spoken with you. You invited me to play the game back in January, but I was undergoing chemotherapy that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were you really? How are you doing? Are you doing okay?
Well, I have my biopsy sometime next week, so I'll find out probably in the next 10 days or so.
Oh, I wish you well. I wish you well. I hope it turns out okay.
It will. I hope.
Well, that's a good attitude.
Yeah.
Excellent. But in the meantime, you're from Falls Church, which sounds like a community on some soap opera. You know, the Falls Church, Virginia.
Well, I feel like I'm in a soap opera.
Well, you are tonight. Tonight you're in a real-life drama. And if you win tonight, that is, if you get more correct answers to people's birthdays than anybody else does, it means you get a really cuckamamie prize.
Something that I can pawn off at a pawn shop?
Oh, you probably want to throw it out in the street. You won't want to keep it for a second. Okay. We also have Sylvia in Waltham.
Good morning, Norm. Dumb birthday game, Nathan. I've had my biopsy and I'm all ready to play.
You've had your biopsy? Did you really have a biopsy, or are you doing bad a bad, ill-tempered humor?
No, I think I've had one probably 15 years ago.
Did you?
A mole or something.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm glad you're okay. Okay, well, but have you played the dumb birthday game with us?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't need to tell you the rules about... We try to figure out how old the people are who were born on this
day. But I'll break the rules anyway.
What's that, please?
I'll break the rules anyway.
You'll break the rules?
Anyway.
Well, we break the rules all the time. That's only standard form.
Okay.
I want you to also to meet Adam Wolf, who is our producer here, and, of course, has an eye on the dumb birthday game just by virtue of that. But, of course, cannot win because anybody employed by WBZ... cannot take away the big prize, which is, I don't know who set the rules for that. I think it was, I don't know
Dave
who it was.
Maynard, I think.
It was Dave Maynard, I think, or
ago.
Carl D'Souza. I think they got together and they set the rules for this. Anyway, Brian, Adam, rather, it's good to have you playing the game with us.
It's great to be here.
I imagine it probably is. Otherwise, what would you be doing? You'd be home sleeping. What's the point of that, I say? Also, we have the very exciting Jack Hart.
Hi.
That didn't sound like the very exciting Jack Hart.
Oh, well, I was trying to be upbeat and exciting. See, so let's try it again. Hi.
Okay, let me introduce you again. And we also have the exciting traffic reporter, our WBZ 24-hour traffic network reporter, Jack Hart, everybody.
Well, howdy, Norm.
And here he is, singing and dancing his way into your hearts. That was Pat St. Clair and her orchestra, by the way. Remember Pat St. Clair? She does the CNN news on the half hour normally.
Is she on vacation still?
I guess she's still. Oh, you know who she is. Yeah. She's still on vacation.
Yeah.
And we talked to her two or three times because she came on during the news from down there in Atlanta, Georgia, with very, very hoarse and feeling not very, very well.
Sounded terrible.
Oh, she sounded like she really was sick, although she said she sounded worse than she really was, and she was going on vacation. But we checked up on her two or three days in a row. We called her, and she was on the air with us. And maybe she's better now. We'll check her when she comes back. I'm just playing that for old time's sake, because when I hear that music, I fall desperately in love with Pat St. Clair all over again.
That's sort of the flashback music, and we're all supposed to get all wavy now for a few seconds?
I think that's the whole idea then, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're ready to play the dumb birthday game. I'll tell you who's born on this day. We have a number of interesting people, including Mother Teresa was born on August 27th. And she was born Agnes. Oh, I can't even pronounce the name. She was born in Yugoslavia and has, outside of Agnes, I can't pronounce the other two names. But she's known as Mother Teresa, Nobel Peace Prize winner. She founded the Missionaries of Charity in Calcutta and open facilities for the poor in New York and New Jersey, and certainly is one of the world's great humanitarians. And how old do you think Mother Teresa is on this day, August 27th?
I hope she's 84.
You hope she's 84?
Yes.
Because that's your guess?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Dolly, what do you hope she is?
82.
Dolly hopes she's 82. Okay, and Brian down there in Falls Church, Virginia?
I'll say 77.
Brian will say 77. Okay. And what about you, Sylvia?
I'll say she's 85, Norman.
Okay. Do you mind if later I sing that song, Who is Sylvia, Who is She?
Yes, I mind.
Well, what a sore head you turned out to be.
Yeah.
How about Hello, Dolly?
Well, no, Sylvia. See, Sylvia is Who is Sylvia. That's actually who's named after her. Hello, hello, Dolly for Dolly. Yeah,
right.
Dolly, what do you think? Should I do Hello, Dolly instead of Who is Sylvia?
No, hello, Sylvia is okay.
Hello, Sylvia.
Yeah, she doesn't really care.
Who is Dolly?
That's Dolly from Chelsea. You would know because you come from a highfalutin town of Waltham.
Yep.
Adam, anyway, how old do you think Mother Teresa?
I'll go with 85.
85, okay. And Jack?
81.
Jack says 81. Ann hit it right on the button. I have a feeling you really knew that. That wasn't a guess, was it, Ann?
You know what? I hate to tell you this, but I heard it on the news. Does that count?
No, that's okay. No. Even if you looked up all these names, it would certainly give you an edge, and it would be I sort of like, you know, kind of unfair competition, but I never said you couldn't do any of that.
No, I just happened to remember I heard it on the news that it was her birthday.
Yes, it is. This very day, Saturday.
At least I'm honest.
No, that's okay. Hey, Ann, okay. Nobody ever said you were not honest. You hear what I'm saying? Don't be so defensive. How about Martha Ray? Do any of you remember Martha Ray?
Oh, sure.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, an actress, comedian. She was born Margaret Teresa Yvonne Reed in Butte, Montana. Mm-hmm. She's affectionately known as Martha Ray because she always had, her big mouth actually was kind of the gimmick. She actually sings, she sang well. She hasn't been well for the past few years. But she sang some jazz things. I remember her playing a record with a great jazz group of her singing, I Cover the Waterfront, you know that great tune? She's not known as that. She's known more as a comic. She's affectionately known as, we said, Martha Ray. She's married at least six times. So this says at least six. Nobody seems to know.
You see her turn up in some wartime movies.
Yes, she did a lot of those. That's true. She was once married to band leader David Rose. She had her own TV show on NBC in the 1950s with Rocky Graziano. And then in more recent years, she did the denture cream commercials. Remember that with her big mouth? And she did talk about the swell denture cream, how she used that on her dentures, and her dentures didn't fall out when she was eating sweet corn and stuff. Took away from some of the sexual appeal, because she never had sexual appeal to begin with, so that was okay. That's Martha Ray. Okay, and we're going to start with you, Jack.
Martha Ray. Yeah. And she's married to that fella now.
I don't know who she's married to right now. She's probably not married to anybody.
Yeah, she's married to a guy who's about 35 or so.
Really?
Really young, and he married her for her sexual appeal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And had all her, you know, power of attorney and so forth patched over to him.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I'm beginning to piece together, I see.
Uh-huh. Let's see. She has got to be... she was in wartime movies.
You're going through hell, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You sound like you're in pain.
Got thumb screws on.
Her age is... Ooh, not so tight. No, please.
I think she's maybe 72.
Oh, you poor soul. Would you loosen the handcuffs, please?
Yeah, yes.
That's a very bad joke. Adam, what do you think? How old is Martha Ray?
Oh, 81.
He went through without torture. So maybe that makes his guess a little less valid.
I don't even know who she is, but I'm just... Pick a number out of the air.
Pick a number out of the air. And if you don't know who somebody is, somebody with a name like Martha Ray, what the heck must be about that? Mm-hmm. That may be the most logical way to guess, even though it seems to us, particularly my host, my co-host Jack and myself, really stupid. It seems that way. Sylvia.
78.
Okay, and Brian?
I'll say 78.
Yeah, see, neither one of you hesitated at all. Mm. Was this on the news also?
Well, I'm guessing that she was in her late 80s, so I'm just going with the flow, 78.
You would guess that she was in the late 80s? That's why you said 78?
Uh-huh.
I see. Are you a program director of a radio station by any chance?
No, hardly.
I see. Because that's the kind of reasoning you get when you talk with these kinky people who do that.
When I said 72, I really meant 96.
I see. Okay. But I put down 72. It's too late to change it because I put it down there in indelible ink, in scroll, and I can't do that again.
I see.
Indelible.
Dolly, what do you think?
80.
Dolly said 80. No fooling around with Dolly. She's all business.
80.
Okay. And the very lovely and the shapely Ann, what do you think?
Norm, I think she's 86.
Norm, she's 86.
Mm.
Okay. Actually, you may all be right with the 86, but she's listed as being 78.
Yay!
Yeah! All right.
So that means Sylvia and Brian both have scored on that one right on the button.
Great.
Okay. The next one we've had fun with Tuesday World. Remember I said if Tuesday Well wanted to register anonymously at some, and she went into a hotel, would she register under an assumed day?
Sure.
And then, sure. I mean, is that all I get? I thought I'd get wild guffaws and laughter. And so we began doing that with a whole lot of other people, like would Joan Rivers register under an assumed body of water? Would Don Cherry register under an assumed fruit along with the Jack Lemmon?
Great trumpet player.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing shtick here, and you're a great trumpet player.
Who's
a great, Jack Lemmon?
No, Don Cherry.
Oh, that's another Don Cherry. That's right. He is a trumpet player. That's right. That's correct, too. But I was thinking of the Bruins guy.
Oh, that's
the hockey. The hockey Don Cherry. Okay.
I'm thinking of the guy from Chicago.
No, I know. I know who you're thinking of. You played with Ornette Coleman and all those jazz guys.
Exactly. Charlie Hayden.
All those. Boy, you're a hip guy.
Yeah,
you're a hip guy, Brian. You're okay. You're not as square as you sound.
Thank okay. you, Norm. Okay.
I'm just joking. Just joking. Or
how about his dog, Blue?
Pardon me?
Don Cherry has a dog named Blue.
Does he? He could register him under an assumed color.
Sure.
Yeah, that could, along with the Ben Blue and Kevin White and Betty White and Joe Green, our own traffic guy.
Or Jack Hart.
Jack Hart could register under an assumed body part.
Sure.
Yeah, that would be. He could do that. That'd be too. You could register Adam Wolf. Adam Wolf, our producer, register under an assumed animal.
Pony. Yeah, Adam Pony.
Well, do you know that the Tuesday Weld could actually as well register under an assumed construction trade occupation?
That's right, too. You're absolutely right. She could register as Tuesday Wood? No, that's not the same thing.
Tuesday Cooper?
Tuesday Cooper, that's right. Yeah, she could do that.
Or Thursday Cooper, for that matter.
Or James Woods could, under an assumed...
geographical feature.
What you said.
Yeah.
What you said is good. That's very good. Okay. Okay, getting back to Tuesday Weld now. Now that we've started a new parlor game for America. Let's see, Tuesday Weld. She was born Susan Kerr. What made her take the name Susan Weld? She probably knew that we were going to have a governor with that name one day in Massachusetts. You would know that, Brian, because you're down in Virginia. But are you familiar with our governor, Bill Weld?
Not at all.
Because there's talk that he might be a presidential candidate. But if you haven't heard of him and you're in the Washington, D.C. area, that ought to be a tip-off to him to forget it because nobody knows him. The way I look at it. Yeah. Well, okay.
Scientific.
Well, Bill Clinton, speaking of that, could register under an assumed Massachusetts city.
Never heard of him either.
Okay, and his daughter, Chelsea Clinton, could register under two on... never mind, anyway.
And George Bush.
George Bush registered under an assumed plant.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dan Quayle could register under an assumed bird. God, there's no end to this game. This is so much fun. Anyway, Tuesday Weld... Born Margaret, I'm reading the wrong one here. Born Susan Kerr in New York City. Her first film was Rock, 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 made when she was 14. She was nominated for an Oscar for Supporting Actress in Looking for Mr. Goodbar in 1977. She appeared with Al Pacino in Author, Author. I know she's been in a ton of other things. She's quite a good actress. And I don't have another listing of some other things she's done, but she's really something special, and so therefore... I've called upon somebody special, the lovely Sylvia, to take the first shot.
I would say she's 52.
52. Okay. What do you think, Dolly?
62.
Dolly says 62. And Adam?
I'd have to say 40.
Adam says 40. And Brian?
Well, she did Looking for Mr. Goodbar in the mid-70s.
Well, I told you the date, 77, that's right.
And she was about 35 years old then, so I'll say 51.
51, you'll say. Okay, and what would you say, the lovely Anne?
51.
Anne will say the lovely 51. Did he talk into that?
Nope.
That sounds ominous, eh?
No, I was going to say 51.
Okay, and Jack Hart, what do you say?
Would George Burns register under an assumed sensation?
Yeah, and sensation. We might probably come up with a better word than sensation in this case, but
assumed pain.
Yeah, and an assumed pain, a different kind of, you know, could be that, I suppose. You weren't even thinking about this, haven't you, Jack?
Oh, it's just putting me, yeah, I can just hear little gears clicking in my brain and it's driving me nuts.
Okay.
Mm, I don't know.
Okay. Sandra Locke could register under an assumed, what?
Means of entry.
Means of entry, that's right, or means of protection against people opening. Well, that would get too, a little too long, I think. Yeah. Anyway, how old do you think Tuesday World is?
Let's see. She was on Dobie Gillis one time with Warren Beatty, and that had to be about 1959 or so. 53.
Okay, here's the envelope is handed to me. I rip it open. While you're holding your breath and wondering what the answer is, and it's 51.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, I think that was Brian even having an orgasm.
I got it.
Okay, along with Ann. It's kind of nice that you both had the same sensation at the same moment. We try to have our kids here in the teen canteen have fun. And if I don't get wiped off the air after today, I don't know when I will be. Anyway, Ann had got that. Brian now has got two correct answers, so he's leading the pack.
I have two, too.
You also have two. That's right. You and Brian
right.
Both are tied with two apiece. That's right.
Yeah, she got Mother Teresa.
That's right, she did. And Sylvia got Martha Ray along, and I know you did, too. So Sylvia has one, and you two have two apiece.
Mm.
Okay, Daryl Dragon. Hey. He could register under an assumed animal, also like Adam Wolf.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Daryl Dragon. Is it Dragon or Dragon? Dragon, isn't it? The Captain and Tennille?
Dragon, I think.
It is Dragon, I think. So even though it's got one G, he's the captain of Captain and Tennille. He's married to Tony Tennille, their biggest hit, Love Will Keep Us Together. They recorded that in 1975. It was written by Neil Sedaka and his RCA Bluebird Recording Orchestra. Thank you so much, and now back to the bandstand, and let's pick up the band. I'm sorry, I get carried away there for a minute. Daryl Dragon, let's start with you, Dolly.
51.
51. Dolly could register under an assumed child's toy.
Or an assumed moving vehicle.
That's true. That's right. Let's dolly her in. You mean so, that kind of a dolly?
Sure, yeah. Like
I changed my answer.
Pardon me?
I changed my answer.
Sure, as long as you're the first one to go.
48.
First ones to go may change their answer, but after that,
we're locked.
We have to carve it in stone.
I just had a vibe, that's all.
Speaking of that, Oliver Stone could go as an assumed, under an assumed... building material.
Sure.
Along with James Woods, I suppose, could do the same thing, eh?
What about Oliver North?
Oliver North could go under an assumed direction.
Mm-hmm.
Along with...
I wish he'd go south.
Mae West.
Well, no. So we're trying to keep politics out of this and just...
okay.
Mae West, that's right. He could go along with her. Also, Sheena Easton. Yeah. And Ann Southern.
Oh,
God, there's no end to this game. This is really wonderful. Okay, Sylvia, how old do you think Daryl Dragon is?
56.
56. Okay, and Jack?
51.
Okay, and Adam?
54.
Adam says 54, and Ann?
52.
Ann says 52. And Brian says...
52.
You both looked up all these ages, didn't you, today? You knew you were coming on, and you looked them all up, didn't you? Because because you and Ann... Oh,
you're
come
kidding.
On, I'm guessing. You believe that? Because they both guessed right on the button. Some
Are you
guess.
Serious?
It's 52. You really didn't know that?
Honest and true, I didn't.
I just followed Ann.
I think Brian just copied me because I think he loves me.
Wow. He does love you.
He could very well be.
Yeah. And actually, you both have three apiece.
Wow.
And Sylvia has one, and Adam, and Dolly, and Jack have none.
Where's Brian?
Uh-oh.
Where's Brian from?
So there's a message here, and it is, if you don't cheat, you're left out in the cold.
I want to know where Brian is from.
Falls Church, Virginia.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear?
Never work. Brian, it's all over.
Is it?
Well,
we tried for so long.
Okay. How about that? I'm going to give you another. If I'm not interrupting,
are interrupting, Norm.
I am really. You know, I mean, if you want to get really serious and get really wild about this, I just want to sit back and listen.
You are.
I love to be a voyeur.
You are the norm.
Wow! Oh my goodness, that's very good.
Oh.
We had a newspaper once. My wife's name was Norma. So we had a column called Between the Norms. So we beat you to it by about 50 years. Tommy Sands. Now, Tommy Sands could go under an assumed, Earth
covering? Who is he?
Tommy, well, I'll tell you in a second, but first we're doing humor here. See? ribald humor.
Under an assumed Las Vegas hotel.
It could be that, too. Sure. I was thinking more of an assumed material, building material also.
Well. Uh-huh.
Anyway, at one time he was married to Nancy Sinatra. His biggest hit was Teenage Crush. Remember when they had stupid songs like that? Teenage Werewolf, I'm Just a Teenager in Love, and all that kind of stuff.
Why can't I be a teenager?
Sorry, hold on a minute while I get the WBC medical personnel. Somebody obviously is writhing in pain. But his biggest hit, Teenage Crush, came in 1957. When he was 12 years old, he was a disc jockey in Houston, Texas.
Mm.
Too bad we weren't around that. Wouldn't that have been a fun show to listen to?
Uh-huh.
Some 12-year-old creepy kid playing lousy records. Anyway, he's been in 5 movies, including The Longest Day, which is that's a legitimate movie. The others, wasn't he with Annette Funicello and a lot of those beach things?
Uh-huh.
Beach Blanket Bingo and all that stuff?
What was the guy's name?
Tommy Sands.
Oh.
He was in The Longest Day in 1962, and 57 is when he had his big hit, Teenage Crush.
Hmm.
Okay, so Tommy Sands, how old do you think he'd be today? We're going to start with you, Brian. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Let him guess it right on the button.
Yeah, is that it?
No. Well, that's right. Whatever you're thinking is the correct answer, yes.
This is a little bit, probably a little off, but I'll say 55.
55. Okay, then we're going to call on the lovely Ann, who seems to be, you know, neck and neck with you.
Well, I'm going to just... have a terrible time here because I want to say what Brian says because I know he's right, but I'm going to say 57.
You're going to say 57.
Mm.
Okay, Adam, what would you say?
55.
55. Okay, and Dolly?
58.
And Jack?
Teenage Crush, is that nutty song about the lightly carbonated teenage flavored soft drink?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
It is. It's for kids who are in marathon or runners.
I see.
And are teenagers. They use that instead of Gatorade.
I see.
Yeah.
A little bit of Teenage Crush, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Light on the ice cubes, please.
Yeah. 54.
54, says Jack. And Sylvia?
I will say 59.
59. You still don't want me to sing Who is Sylvia, Who is She?
If she can go, she can register and then assume sonnet. How's that?
Register under an assumed song?
Sonnet.
Assumed sonnet. Why don't I just forget that and you forget the humor and we'll be even.
Okay.
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 Tommy Sands, actually... is 57.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, Anna keeps saying, are you kidding? She's got 4 out of 5.
Who guessed that?
Every one of those 4 out of 5 is right on the button, and she said, oh, you're kidding. It was just a guess. Nobody believes you, Anna. You're lying right through your teeth. You are a liar.
Honestly.
I mean, just because you got a great body doesn't mean you can just lie to everybody. For God's sake.
Oh, you know, Norm. You know she has a great body.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do that because we spent several days together under very hot and sensual circumstances.
And the
funny part of it is
But no, they don't even know that this is true, what you're saying.
No, I have met Ann. I know what Ann looks like. I do. I mean, we have not spent a whole lot of time together under sexual circumstances.
Oh, just
because she's rejected.
Sexual circumstances?
Pardon, she's rejected me. But other than that, I do know what she looks like.
Wow.
And, but I don't believe Ann.
Honestly.
I don't believe when you've got 4 out of 5 right on the button. I don't believe. The only one you missed was Martha Ray. And everyone.
I was right on Martha Ray, too.
No, you said 86 and she was 78.
Well, she lied about her age.
Ann, you're terrible.
Oh, she's.
This woman is old.
Okay, here's another thing. Would Rich Little go register under an assumed height? Along with Bobby Short.
You're too silly, Norm.
Or Martin Short and Tiny Tim. Or Pee Wee Herman. And the reason I mention that is because today is Pee Wee Herman's birthday, August 27th. You notice the way everything fits together nicely on this program? Mm-hmm. You don't find this, like on the David Brednay show, everybody would go off in a different direction. Here, everything is well-knit.
They all go to the right.
That's true. I guess they all go to the same direction, to the right. That's right. Or they form a libertarian party, which is composed of 2 people, more than most people who vote libertarian in the national election. But anyway, Pee Wee Herman, let me tell you about Pee. I guess you know about Pee Wee Herman,
mm-hmm.
Born Paul Rubens in Peekskill, New York. Had his own popular Saturday morning children's show until you know what. His films include Batman Returns and Pee-wee's Big Top. Somehow the term Pee-wee's Big Top takes on new meaning, doesn't it, when you realize what he gets caught for. I thought he got railroaded doing absolutely nothing. I thought that was really pitiful. I really feel sorry for him. Although I thought he was a lousy actor and totally boring, I thought he didn't really get I'm giving a whole speech to heck with it.
I used to think his show was pretty good.
Did you?
His Playhouse? I thought it was pretty funny. It had a lot of good things.
Yeah. I thought the fact that he got caught in a porno movie theater, I thought
that was a shame.
It was stupid to make a big deal.
A lot of people with kiddie shows have been in porno theaters.
Oh, well, let me tell you about Soupy Sales. You think Soupy Sales would register under an assumed mast? Or assumed sailing ship or something? I don't know. Maybe you wouldn't think that at all. Anyway, Pee Wee Herman.
Kind of porridge.
That's true, yes, yes.
Yeah,
okay, and how old is Pee Wee Herman today?
I'll guarantee you.
Take a wild guess like you don't know.
I'm telling you, this is tough. That fellow looks very young. His face is very young looking, but he's got to be old.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Because otherwise they wouldn't let him into the porno theater.
I don't have any.
So you know, he has to be above 20, over 21, I would think.
Well, he must be at least 49.
At least 49. Okay, so that's going to be your guess, 49.
Yes.
Okay, and Dolly, what do you think?
I think he's 45.
Dolly thinks she's 45. Okay, and Brian?
I'll go in the middle, 47.
47, okay. Mm-hmm. And Sylvia?
Paul Rubens, who claims to have recuperated from masturbating in public places, is 38.
He's recuperated from it?
What does that mean, recuperated?
I didn't know anyone recuperated from it.
Wow. Does that mean he's more relaxed now?
What does that mean exactly? Don't tell me. We don't want to know.
I don't.
No, I don't want to know. Recuperated. Like that's a disease?
Yeah, symptoms, you know.
Oh, do I feel better?
I'm better now. I'll never do that again because I'm recovered now. Now I become an alcohol junkie or something. Adam, what do you say? If my mother could hear this program, she would take me by the ear and drag me home and wash my mouth out with soap.
Mm. Well,
she should do that to you, Sylvia, for God's sakes.
Really?
Anyway, Adam, what do you think? Pee-wee?
41.
41.
Moving right along.
Okay. And Jack?
I'm trying to think. When did the Blues Brothers movie come out? Because he was in that.
Was he?
70, yeah, he was one of the waiters.
Wasn't that 80?
in the 1980s. That's 14 years ago. 38.
38. Okay. Now, again, it's time to find out the answer for the age of Pee Wee Herman. And if you think Ann cheats at every crossroads here, she guessed 49, and that would be the correct answer, but it is not. She figured she's got four correct answers. She can blow on one answer just to kind of throw us off the trail. 41 is correct, and that's what Adam said.
Oh,
good, Adam.
Good, Adam.
I just picked it right out of the air.
Yeah, and that's the first victory by Adam. So we still have to get this Dolly and Jack to come up with an answer.
Because
neither one of you has anything.
That's good. I don't mind being a loser with Jack.
Ooh.
Ooh. Hi, Jack.
Jack, I think you can score if you play your cards right.
Oh, I hope
Holy
so.
Smoke.
I hope
no
so.
No pun intended.
Jack lives in Boston, part of Boston, and Dolly lives in Chelsea, so you guys are not far apart.
There you go.
Go for it.
Subway right away.
That's up to him.
Give them each one.
That's up to him.
Barbara Bach. Does she pronounce it Bach, the wife of Ringo Starr? Bach?
Yeah, that's her.
Bach.
Bach.
Okay. Bach?
Yeah, Bach.
Bach. Okay, so she could go under an assumed classical composer.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned
name something. Okay, let's see. I'm glad I mentioned that. That was really good. That was really nice. She was born Barbara Goldbach. And in New York City, wife of Ringo Starr, they met during the filming of the prehistoric comedy Caveman.
You know, if she kept her name Goldbach, she could have gone under under an assumed heavy metal composer.
You know, that's very good. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's very good. And the others don't seem to think so, but then what do they know?
Yeah, what do we know?
Yeah. Anyway, they met during the filming of the prehistoric comedy Caveman in 1980. They have also appeared together in a short, The Cooler, TV miniseries Princess Daisy, and in Paul McCartney's Give My Regards to Broad Street. That's Barbara Bach. Wasn't she in Playboy magazine at one time? She's an attractive lady, is she not?
Years ago.
Yeah, she posed for Playboy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We'll start with you, Jack. Barbara Bach.
Barbara Bach.
Huh. Barbara Bach.
Let's see.
She could go under an assumed direction, like as in opposed to front or side or something.
Or she could go under an assumed noise made by a dog.
You have to have
a composer.
You have to have a Boston accent to get away with that line, Bach.
Bach, sure.
Who else calls it Bach? They don't in West in Virginia.
Well, but we do here.
We got it.
Okay.
Let's see. She is 42.
42. Okay, and Adam, what do you think?
I'll go with 42, too.
42, too.
Are you playing trains?
Okay. They're not laughing at your stuff at all, Jack.
I know.
I understand it. I think it's... We've got a bunch of deadheads here today, because I think you're hilarious. Okay, Sylvia, what do you say?
I really think she's a little older than that, because I know she had a well-publicized bout of alcoholism where she claims she her career just sort of went down the dumpster about 6 years. I would say she's about 48.
48. Okay. And Brian?
And she's still married to Ringo Starr?
I believe so.
Well, he's about 50, I know. So I'll say she's 47.
47. Okay.
Yeah.
And Dolly?
48.
Oh, it says 48. And Anne?
46.
46. Okay. And... checking the answer now.
There is an answer?
There is an answer. She's 47. That's what you said, Brian.
Oh, really? Oh, jeez. That was just based on how old Ringo is.
That was very good. You guessed it right. And that means that you and Ann are both tied again with four apiece.
Now, is that supposed to be a compliment? After all the accusations you've thrown at Ann?
I don't know.
I didn't hear that.
Do you consider that a compliment? No, I just simply said that both of you are tied.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you said tied together.
Tied together, I guess. Yeah, that'd be true, too, wouldn't it?
Well, we
get a whole masochistic kind of image here.
Long-distance affair.
Yeah. Okay, so you both have four-piece, and that means, and, well, nobody's really, we'll do one more, but actually you both have, well, we'll see, we'll have to break up the tie.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, because I don't have enough junky stuff to send to both of you. So one of you is going to have to be the loser of this thing and gets all the junky, crappy stuff.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's Jeff Cook. Now, this has been a little tougher now. He's born in Fort Payne, Alabama, and I say that because he's a member of the group, the country and western group Alabama, and a cousin of two other members, Teddy Gentry and the leader of Alabama, Randy Owen. All of these names.
Good Lord.
They're all of these names are totally foreign to me, too.
Oh, yeah.
I never heard of any of them either.
You could have picked an easier one, could you, Norm?
No, there aren't any. This I really reached the bottom for this one.
Because that Randy Owen fella could go under an assumed financial situation.
That's very good. And Teddy Gentry could go under an assumed social situation, I suppose.
Sure.
And Jeff Cook himself, who we're guessing, could go under an assumed occupation.
You bet.
Okay. Anyway, his biggest hit, or the biggest hit of Alabama, which Jeff Cook is a member, was Love in the First Degree, which was recorded in 1981. You sang, any of you know that song? Do you know?
Sure. Guilty.
Guilty? What? Can you want to finish
this? No, Guilty
this?
In the Love.
This is Love in the First Degree. Yeah. Yes. Love in the. Guilty in the. Yeah.
Look,
guilty of loving you in the first degree would make, right? Would make sense.
Right, right.
But I don't know. I don't know what the rest of the lyric is. I just found I'm guilty of loving you in the first degree. Baby. Could be something like that. Something of that sort.
You had a real career there as a singer, Norm.
I know it. I know it. I blew it just so I could sit up all night talking the telephone and do this stupid game. This is my life. This stupid game is my life.
No, it's not stupid. It's dumb. It's
that's right.
Dumb
the birthday. Dumb birthday. Game. That's right. I always forget. Okay. Let's start with you. Let's see. Let's start. Have we ever started with you, Adam?
Can't remember, but I'll say 43.
43. Adam says
43.
43. And the very lovely, beautiful, and somewhat shapely, in most places, but not all, Anne.
42. This is terrible. I've never even heard of this fella.
I never have either, so that makes the two of us. 42. Okay. And what do you say, Brian?
Brian, say 42, and then we'll be tied and drive them both crazy.
Then I'll just send gifts to both of you.
That's a possibility. I don't know how old he is. I'm going to say, what did Ann say?
42.
And what did Jack say?
Jack hasn't guessed yet, but Adam said 43.
I'll say 44.
We'll say 44.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Adam, Brian will say 44. And the lovely Jack will say
45.
45. All right. And Dolly?
43.
43. And Sylvia?
I'll say 44.
44. Okay. 44 is correct.
44?
Oh, man.
What
do you hear that shrieking? Isn't this? This is really exciting.
Like
three of you guessed 44.
Yeah.
The Brian, Sylvia, and Jack. So that means poor Dolly was the only one who hadn't gotten any correct answer. Jack did put himself on the scoreboard, man. It was last try. However, Brian now is the winner because he's got five correct answers, and you came terribly close with four. That was really very, very good.
I'm going to be at the flea markets this weekend, I can tell.
You're going to be what, please?
I'm going to be at the flea markets this weekend.
Oh,
I
you
can
will.
Tell.
You won't. You want to get rid of this stuff. They may not even want to take it at the flea market.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's really dreary, junky stuff. Oh. Sylvia has two and one apiece from Adam and the Jack.
Mm. Wow.
So you all did very, very well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Except you, Dolly. She's supposed You stunk up the place.
I
no, I don't mean that.
One digit off.
No, I'm just...
Every time. Did you notice that, though?
What's that, please?
I was always just one number off, though.
Oh, you were very close. You
yeah, did... Dolly was close on several of them.
No, you did very well,
thank
girl.
You.
I'm just joking when I
thank
say
you.
That.
Whoever that nice man was, just stuck up for me. Thank you.
Oh, Brian.
That was Brian. He could do that because he was the winner
yeah.
of the whole thing. You know that yesterday, Friday, was the birthday of Macaulay Culkin, that little kid?
Huh. How old is he? 16? Or no, wait a minute. He's 15.
14. He was 14.
Was he 14?
Yeah, 14. A little. I hate him only because of his age. Again, I understand he's quite. I've never seen him in any movies. Is he a good actor?
No idea.
I've never seen him either.
No, because his father apparently is one pain.
Huh.
You know, who's his manager? And really, but he does well. He does well for this kid.
Hmm.
And also, it's the birthday of Branford Marsalis, of course, who was on the Jay Leno's Tonight Show.
Hmm. Oh, I love Branford.
He's only 33.
Yeah, I knew he was about my age. I sort of figured.
Yeah. Anyway, that was yesterday. That was Friday, the 26th. You have guessed the birthdays today. What happens now? You're probably wondering, hey, what happens now?
What happens now?
What happens now? You hang in there, Brian.
Uh-huh.
And, Adam Wolf will take your name and address, and we'll get all this junky stuff out to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Brian. I'm not a sore loser.
it was fun playing, Ann.
Thanks.
And thank you, Norm.
You're entirely welcome. Thank you for playing
thank
the
you,
game.
Norm.
And I'll hold on.
Okay,
good night,
just hold on. Well, you don't have to get... Okay, Ann, if you want to get rid of me that
no.
quickly.
No.
Okay. No, you did very well. I thought you did okay. Are you okay?
You know what?
Yeah?
It ain't over till it's over. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Well, it's true. I thought I had this thing all sewed up.
Well, you were very close to me this last one.
It was the last one that killed me.
Well, you didn't. Actually, you said 42, and the guy was 44, so you weren't far off.
No, I know.
And Barbara Bach, you said 46, and she was 47.
Yep, that's
so
right.
So I think, you know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's Brian who's cheating. Yeah, because he had everyone that he guessed. Wait a minute, let me check this. I'm going to present this in court. Everyone he guessed was exactly on the button. He's the one who's cheating. Oh, that liar and that cheat. I'm really going to send him junky stuff now. If he thought he was going to get really nothing stuff, boy, he doesn't know what really crap-a-runo stuff is, really is all about. Oh, I'm getting vile. I'm getting vile, I tell you.
In fact, I'll even send you something to send them, and it'll be really awful.
If you want to send something, do it quickly, and I'll send that out to him if you want
yeah.
to do that. Hey, Ann, it was nice to talk to you.
Nice
again.
Talking to you.
Now. Take care, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think I called her dear. Did you hear that?
Huh.
That was kind of,
mm-hmm.
a wild show of affection there for a second. I'm going to get off that mode, man. I'm a talk host, man. We can't show affection.
Well, that's the intimacy of radio.
I guess so. Dolly?
Bye.
Goodbye, Dolly. Thanks
goodbye,
a lot for
Jack.
Playing the
see
game with us.
Say goodbye to Jack.
No, you say goodbye to Jack.
He's I am. I'm trying to. I want to make sure that you let me.
Go ahead.
Goodbye, Jack.
And goodbye.
That was sweet. That was so nice. She really is sweet on you, Jack.
Is that right?
I think if you ever go to Chelsea, there's a, you know, I mean, you can do okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
What I would do if I were you is when you get off the shift, go to Bellingham Square and hang around. And if she's listening now, she'll know that's where you'll be. What time do you get through? Five o'clock or four o'clock?
5 o'clock, sure. And I'll be there. Standing on a corner with a cup of coffee and a newspaper.
You can be off about 20 after 5. I mean, you can be in Bellingham Square, Chelsea, 20 after 5. And right near the City Hall.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And she'll recognize you by...
I'll wear a gardenia in my lapel.
That's right. And you have the kind of clothing that lights up in the dark, don't you?
Yes, I do.
The day-glow, your day-glow orange jacket and stuff of that nature.
I have little spinning lights on my hat.
That's right, too. So she can't miss you.
Yeah,
that's right. She may want to, however.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Okay.
Right after, in fact, about 5 minutes from now, 10
yes.
minutes from now. Okay, take care. And Sylvia, just for being so nasty, I'm not going to sing Who Is Sylvia to you, okay? You just missed out on that.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Okay, fine. Well, that really was sensuous. There's only one thing you can do now, and that's scratch yourself.
Does your baby...
fur from red itchy diaper rash? Wonder who they spoke to on that commercial for Baby Gold Bond. That episode was a hoot. Norm really laughing hard at a couple of things, and the callers were right there with them. As always, please like, subscribe, and share, and support the show by joining Patreon. Back to school next week, and we'll see you again next Saturday. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Dolly and Sylvia, big mouths, dentures and sweet corn, ginky program directors, indelible ink and scroll, Dave Maynard, Carl DeSouze, Norm's mom, the Missionaries of Charity, Pat St. Clair, Dayglow orange jackets and hats with spinning lights, the beautiful women of Chelsea, Mass, the Captain and Tennille, orgasmic responses, lying cheats with great bodies creating hot, sensual circumstances, the WBZ medical personnel, Between the Norms, 12-year-old creepy kid DJs, Adam Wolf, Jack Hart, and the intimate radio voyeur, Norm Nathan. I'm the recuperated Tony Nesbitt.